Sci-Fi Show Minicast. Thanks for tuning into the fourth Sci-Fi Show Minicast. Thanks to everyone that's entered the competition and jammed a few more pins in the Frapper map, much appreciated. As I said last episode, a copy of Superheroes and Philosophy is up for grab, and that'll be drawn a couple of episodes from now. Well, just a little update, if anybody was hoping to buy Sci-Fi Show branded paraphernalia. Unfortunately, Cafe Press won't let me use the Mr. Spock as Thinker logo that I've got. So, I'm going to have to get a new logo made, and my wife is hopefully in the process of doing that at the moment. And hopefully that'll be done soon. I will, however, just have some The Sci-Fi Show stuff done as soon as I can. So, if anybody's keen for any of that, look forward to that, and it should be out soon. I'll put a link on the blog as soon as it's available. Anyway, on to today's minicast. Seeing as we're doing ethical theories at the moment, I thought I'd tell you a parable taken from Jay Buduszewski's Written on the Heart, which I quoted a couple of shows back. Anyway, to quote Steve Ely, it's story time. Far away, on the other side of the world, is a marvellous land named Balnibarbi. As you may have learned from Gulliver's Travels, its capital is the great city of Lagado. And in this place is an even greater academy, filled with the most brilliant people in the world. Unfortunately, Mr. Gulliver was only able to stay at Lagado Academy for a short while, and there were many interesting things about the academy that he did not have a chance to discover. Having recently taken the opportunity for a longer visit, I offer my findings to you. The oldest and most honourable department in the entire Academy of Lagado is devoted to the study of colour. Indeed, philosophy of colour has been studied in Balnibarbi for something like 24 centuries. It was Balnibarbian scholars, for instance, who first discovered that all the colours in the universe come from just three primaries, yellow, red, and blue. The details are well known, even in our part of the world. Orange is derived from red and yellow, green from blue and yellow, purple from blue and red, and so on. Of course, the primary colours themselves are not derived from anything. Unfortunately, over the last few hundred years, the great tradition of Balnibarbian colour philosophy has degenerated as wave upon wave of intellectual revolution has swept the Lagado Academy. Those few scholars who still believe in the doctrine of primary colours are now considered reactionary, retrograde, regressive, in a word, uncool. The three main parties of reform are the monochromes, the antichromes, and the neochromes. The monochromes object to the theory of primary colours because they do not think it goes far enough. In their view, it's all well and good to say that orange comes from the primary colours red and yellow, purple from the primary colours red and blue, and so on, but what they ask is the ultimate basis of colour. They reason that there must be an even more primary colour than yellow, red, or blue. A fundamental colour from which even the primary colours are derived. For instance, some of the monochromes think that the colour from which all colours come is chartreuse. Others think it's puce. The latest monochromes identified as plaid. Although these theories have disappointing consequences for interior decoration, they are bold and original. And to be bold and original is, of course, the goal of scholarship. The antichromes are the next party. Although they too reject the theory of primary colours, with their keener rods and cones, they see right through the monochromes. Chartreuse couldn't be the fundamental colour, they observe, because all one can derive from it is various shades of greenish-yellow. Likewise, puce couldn't be the fundamental colour, because all one can derive from its various shades of purplish-brown. Finally, plaid couldn't be the fundamental colour, because it's not a colour at all. The truth, say the antichromes, is that there is no fundamental colour from which even the primary colours can be derived. This is the crux. For if there is no fundamental colour, then colour has no ultimate basis. And if colour has no ultimate basis, then colour isn't real. This logic is so far beyond previous semblances of reason, that it might almost be considered a new logic altogether. Its conclusions are equally breathtaking. Everything we call a colour is just a figment of our imagination, a projection of some human desperate desire onto a universe of cold and unvarying grey. For discovering the tragic truth, expressed in their motto, "Colour is dead," the Antichromes are rightly praised as pioneers. They eat only burnt toast and milk, and watch only black and white television. Finally, we come to the Neochromes, the most avant-garde party of all. They agree with the Antichromes that colour has no ultimate basis. They agree that the universe is grey, the experience of hue and tint existing only in our imaginations. They agree that we create the blue of the night and the blush of the rose in our minds, rather than somehow discovering them in the order of things. But what, they ask, is so tragic about that? Is it not liberating? Smash the palettes, pulverize the prisms, away with the tyranny of yellow, red, and blue. The creator of colour is man! Filled with revolutionary passion, the Neochromes, like the Monochromes, divide into factions. Some Neochromes say that every human being is entitled to his own primary colours. Other Neochromes object that permitting every human being his own primary colours would lead to difficulty with traffic signals and things of that sort. Although every country is entitled to its own primary colours, they say, individuals must toe the line. Unfortunately, no two Neochromes can ever agree upon the spectrum their country should use. In a sort of compromise, they usually wind up mixing all the colours together and painting everything a tepid shade of brown. Even so, they quarrel over whether to use sepia or beige. And that brings the short parable to an end. Hopefully it's given you something to think about. It's not a particularly subtle parable, so hopefully you can figure out how it relates to the different ethical systems we've been looking at over the previous episode and the next one. If you're stuck, send me an email, thescifishow@gmail.com, and I'll let you know who the Neochromes, the Antichromes, and the Monochromes are. Well, that brings the show to an end. Stick a pin in the Frapper map and win a prize. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time. The Sci-Fi Show minicast is copyright Jason Rennie 2005 and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. All music used in this podcast is copyright Nova Surfer, and more great tunes by Nova Surfer can be found at www.novasurfer.nl.